Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article by Brett Allegre Wood called UK's £500 million AI bet exposes Australia's productivity gap. Big headline, even bigger numbers behind it.
And if you're running a business in Australia right now, this one is going to sting a little.
So let's set the scene. The UK government has committed £500 million in direct equity to back homegrown AI founders. Not a grant program, not a regulatory body. The government is actually taking stakes in AI startups.
That's a meaningful distinction. What's the money actually doing?
The first investment went to a company called Colossum, an AI infrastructure business. Six more startups have been given access to a national supercomputer network, up to 1 million GPU hours each. And the government is offering fast-track visa decisions within one working day for global R&D talent.
So it's a full industrial strategy, not a policy paper.
Exactly. The UK AI startup ecosystem raised £6 billion in venture capital last year alone. The government is piling in on top of that.
Right. Now, what's happening on the Australian side? The title says productivity gap, and I want to know how bad it actually is.
The KPMG data is stark. 92% of Australian organizations are experimenting with AI in some capacity. Only 25% of those are generating measurable business value.
So 3 in 4 businesses are running AI experiments that aren't producing anything?
And the structural reason is telling. 31% of Australian businesses are heavily focused on AI governance versus a global average of 26%. But only 35% prioritize AI-driven productivity against a global average of 42%.
Australia leads on compliance and falls behind on results.
Brett puts it directly in the article. Australia leads the world in responsible AI governance and is dead last in turning that technology into measurable business productivity. We're regulating a technology we haven't figured out how to use yet.
That's a hard line. But from what I see with SME owners, it rings true. Every AI initiative gets wrapped in review layers, and by the time it's approved, the technology has moved on.
73% of Australian directors believe a major deregulation agenda is needed to strengthen productivity. 68% say current compliance requirements are actively limiting growth. The problem is structural, not attitudinal.
So is it purely a compliance burden, or is there something else causing the value gap?
There's another factor. The article calls the invisible tax of bad data. Research from Buckinghamshire New University identifies AI as a $90 billion opportunity for the UK economy, but warns it's being undermined when businesses feed poor quality or unstructured data into their AI systems.
What actually happens when you do that?
The model doesn't fail quietly. It confidently generates wrong answers, automates flawed processes, and scales your existing operational problems at speed. Gartner's research shows organizations with successful AI initiatives invest up to 4 times more in data quality and governance than companies that fail.
4 times more? That's a significant gap.
And companies with the highest data maturity are achieving up to 65% better business outcomes. Only 39% of technology leaders are currently confident their AI investments will deliver a positive financial return.
So the technology itself is almost secondary. The data foundation is the real work.
Brett uses a line that will stick with you. You can't build a skyscraper on a swamp.
What about job displacement? I know SME owners are worried about that, and I think a lot of them are making decisions based on vague claims rather than actual numbers.
Goldman Sachs has put real numbers to it. AI is already erasing roughly 16,000 net jobs per month in the United States. 25,000 positions wiped out monthly through substitution, 9,000 added back through augmentation.
And it's hitting younger workers hardest.
Gen Z and entry-level workers are bearing the heaviest impact. The wage gap between entry-level and experienced workers is widening by 3.3 percentage points for every standard deviation increase in AI substitution exposure. So if you're running a team with a lot of junior staff, this is a workforce planning issue right now, not a future scenario. Right. And the article makes clear it's accelerating, not slowing down. So what should a business owner actually do with all of this? 3 actions in order of priority. First, fix your data foundation before you spend another dollar on AI tools. Audit the quality, structure, and accessibility of your core business data. If it's unstructured or siloed, your AI initiatives will fail, and you pay the invisible tax. That's the one almost nobody does first. They buy the tools before they sort the data. Second, kill the pilot programs that don't connect to business metrics. The 25% of Australian organizations generating real value aren't running general experiments. They're solving specific, measurable problems. And third, build your own governance framework and don't wait for government to sort it out. The UK government just issued an emergency letter to business leaders warning about cyber threats from frontier AI models with capabilities doubling every 4 months. Reckless deployment is not the answer either. So even in the most aggressive AI market in the world, the answer isn't just move fast. Brett's conclusion is that the winning position combines the aggressive innovation posture of the UK market with the rigorous risk management of the Australian market. Neither one alone. My one thing for this week? Audit your data before your next AI investment. Not the tools, the data. That's where the real return gap is. And mine? If you're in a 67% running AI experiments without measurable returns, pick one specific operational problem, deploy AI at that problem, and measure it ruthlessly. The full article is at animu.ai. Brett goes deep on all of this, including the Singapore numbers, which are genuinely surprising. And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit day. Worth doing.